Now, I'm going to speak to you today on this subject. I want you to listen carefully. What is it to confess Jesus Christ? Now, that's my subject. And this message will be on a cassette tape. You listen to it. If you want to order the tape, we'll tell you about ordering it at the end of the program. What is it to confess Christ? Now, I have two scriptural texts for this message. The first one is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 32. In Matthew 10, 32, our Lord says, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him shall I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Now that's the Master speaking. And then the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 10, here's my second text. In Romans 10, verse 9, Paul wrote these words, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus Christ to be Lord, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Now, my question is this: what is it to confess Christ? Christ said, if you confess me, whosoever shall confess me before me, I'll confess him. And Paul said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus to be Lord, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now here's the question: what is it to confess Christ? Now there can be no doubt as to whom we're to confess. The Master said, if you confess me. Now I'm not talking about just believing there's one God. You say, well, I believe in God. Well, James wrote this, "Thou believest there's one God, thou doest well. The devil also believes there's one God." This is to confess Christ. He said, if you confess me, I'll confess you. He said, you deny me, I'll deny you. Paul said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus Christ to be Lord. So it's not just to confess that there's one God. And it's not just to confess religion. Well, I have religion. Sure, everybody has some type of religion. And it's not just to confess the law or even to confess that I'm a sinner. What we're talking about here is to confess Jesus Christ. That's the subject. We're to confess him. If you confess, it's not just to adopt a religious form or join a church or join a denomination or pick up religious traditions or go through the form or celebrate the holidays or pay your tithe. It's to confess a person. Do you understand that? If thou shalt confess me, he said, before men, I'll confess you. But if you deny me, whatever else you confess. But if you deny me, I'll deny you. Now you understand that? We'll move on now. First, it's to confess him. The whole issue here is Jesus Christ. Now what is it about him that we're to confess? What are we to confess concerning Jesus Christ? Paul tells us, he said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus Christ to be Lord, your Lord, ever man's Lord, the Lord of the dead and the living, the Lord of heaven and earth. Thomas summed it up when he fell on his knees before the risen Redeemer. He said, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. You know, the angel said when he announced the birth of Jesus Christ, said, call his name Jesus. Call his name Jesus. Joshua, Old Testament word Joshua. Savior, Jehovah, my Savior, for he shall save his people from their sins. And that same angel said, this is a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, called his name Emmanuel, God with us, Lord God, my Lord and my God. Now, who is he? You remember when Moses went to the Mount Moriah, and God appeared to him in the burning bush and told Moses that he was sending him down to Egypt to deliver the people of Israel. And he talked to Moses about this. Moses had several objections. And finally Moses said, "Well, now, Lord, when they ask me down there, who sent me? I go down there and tell them that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sent me down here. And they say, 'What's his name? What shall I say?' And the Lord replied, 'Moses, you tell them, I am has sent thee. I am that I am.'" Do you know this is the way the Lord Jesus Christ identified himself? I'm talking about Jesus of Nazareth. I'm talking about the one who lived on the earth and died on the cross, was buried and rose again. He called himself, "I am," on occasion after occasion, numerous times. He said, "Well," they said, "you're not 50 years old." He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." When they came to arrest him in the garden, you remember the soldiers said, "We seek Jesus of Nazareth." He said two words, "I am," and they fell backward. And again he said, "If you believe not that I am, you'll die in your sins." And John, seven I ams. He said, "I am the bread of life. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I am the light. I am the good shepherd. I am the true vine. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. And he that hath seen me hath seen God." That's what Isaiah said about him. Isaiah prophesying hundreds of years before Jesus of Nazareth was born in this earth, on this earth, said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. A child born, a son given. The government shall be on his shoulders, and thou shalt call his name Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Who is he? Thomas summed it up, "My Lord and my God." Now we're going to talk about confessing Christ, but we've got to find out what it is we confess. Who is he? Now what did he do? Well, Paul said he came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. And he said he took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh and the habit of a servant and was made in the likeness of our flesh. It says he was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. It said he bore our sins in his body on the tree. It says he arose from the grave, victorious over sin and death and hell. Yes, what did he do? He came into this world, born of a woman, made under the law to redeem sinners. Now, why did he do this? Why did he do this? This is what we confess now. We confess, you don't confess a half of Christ, part Christ, Christ, prophet, priest, and king, all that he is and all that he has done. Why did he do this? Well, the scripture says he did it that we might be made the righteousness of God. He was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God, that we might have in him the forgiveness of sins, redemption, that God may be just and justifier, that he might be Lord of the dead and the living. That's why he did. It was the only way. There is no other way. You see, the law is given to man, and man's got to keep that law if he has any dealings with God. And justice, the soul that sinned, it shall surely die. God said, "I will by no means clear the guilty." So somebody's got to die for sin. Where is he now? Who is he? My Lord and my God. What did he do? He became a man, walked this earth, obeyed God's law, died under God's wrath and justice for sin. Where is he now? He's seated at the right hand of the majesty in the heavenlies, the one mediator between God and men. And Paul rejoiced. He said, who can condemn me? Who can condemn me? The Christ has died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who ever liveth to make intercession for us. You see, my friends, God the Father appointed him, ordained him, and sent him into the world. As my Father sent me into the world, so send I you. And the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. And you know the angels, they worship him. Let all the angels of God worship him, the Hebrew writer wrote. The angels worship him. They told the shepherd, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. To him give all the prophets witness. Abraham, he said, Abraham saw my day. Abraham was glad. He rejoiced to see my day. And they said, well, we read after Moses. He said, Moses wrote of me. If you'd have believed Moses, you'd have believed me. Moses wrote of me. What I'm saying is this is serious business. If you and I wish to know God, if we wish to know God, if we wish to worship God, if we wish to be in the kingdom of God, we'll confess Christ, because that's the only way. John wrote in 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And this is the true God, and this is eternal life. Do you understand how serious this is? What is it to confess Christ? I don't say you have to be a scholar or theologian or know all there is to know about the Bible, but I'm simply saying if you confess Christ, you've got to confess the right Christ. You've got to confess the real Christ. You've got to confess the true Christ and know in your heart who he is. Who is it you're confessing? And what did he do? And why did he do it? Why was this necessary? And where is he now? It's the true Christ. You see, my friends, there's no way of knowing God except to know Christ. Now just perish the thought. Just banish the thought. You're not going to know God. How are you going to know God? No man, listen to the scripture, no man knoweth the Father save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. The disciples said, Lord, show us the Father. We'd like to see God. He said, he that has seen me hath seen the Father. There's no way of knowing God except to know Christ. There's no way of approaching God except through Christ. Didn't he say that? No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's what the Word says. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There's no way of having eternal life except and heaven except in Christ. Scripture says, this is the record. This is it. God hath given us eternal life, and this life's in his Son. And he that hath the Son of God hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And there's no way, listen to me, there's no way of having any part in the first resurrection except in Christ. Because he said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that liveth and believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. All right, now we come into the answer to the question. Then what is it to confess Christ? How does one confess Christ? Well, here are four areas in which those who believe Christ confess Christ. Now, you remember what I've said. If you can't remember what I've said, get a tape and go over it again, because these things are vital, absolutely imperative. Who is he? What Christ am I confessing? Not just a name, a person that goes by that name, a person, and what he did and why he did it and where he is and all the glorious attributes that are contained in him. Now, what is it to confess Christ? Well, first of all, listen. It is, first of all, to confess him in my own heart. There's no need for my mouth confessing something that I don't believe. That's hypocrisy. So listen, Paul said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus to be Lord, and watch it now, believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. My friends, we don't need all of this high pressure evangelism and coercion and persuasion that's going on today, when preachers count three and get people to raise their hands and hurry down the aisle and hurry and make a profession and strike while the iron's hot. I'll tell you what we need. We need to preach the gospel, the word of God. Preach Christ Jesus. Preach the gospel of God's grace and glory, and wait till the Holy Spirit reveals it to the heart of the sinner. You see what I'm saying? See, Philip, when God sent him to preach to the Ethiopian eunuch, he joined him. He was in that chariot, and he joined him and got up in the chariot and sat beside him and preached Christ to him. He began at the same scripture and preached Jesus. And when he finished preaching to him, he didn't have the eunuch raise his hand or sign a card. He put no pressure on him whatsoever. In fact, the eunuch asked Philip. They came to a certain body of water, and Philip, the eunuch asked Philip, he said, "Sir, what doth hinder me from being baptized? May I be baptized?" The preacher didn't ask him to do it. He asked the preacher to baptize him. The preacher didn't give him a prayer to pray. This man asked out of his own soul. He believed with his heart. And Philip said, "All right." He said, "I will baptize you if you believe with all your heart." And he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he baptized him. Now, this is where a true confession of Christ begins, in the heart. With the heart man believeth the righteousness. See, I hear the gospel, and I don't need him by twisting my arm. I don't need him by dragging me down the aisle. I don't need him by telling me what to say and what to pray and what to do. I need to hear that gospel and be persuaded and convinced in my own soul, in my own spirit, in my own heart, the truth of that gospel. Leave me alone and let me contemplate and consider and count the cost and allow the Holy Spirit of God to do what only He can do. I know I'm a sinner, and I know that I cannot justify myself, and I believe the record that God had given concerning His Son. I believe that He's the Christ. I believe those things. And that's where confession starts. I confess it to myself, and I confess it to God. Now, what's next? To confess Christ is to follow Him in baptism. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. Our Lord Himself was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. That's right. He went down to John, and John baptized Him. And when He came up straightway out of the water, the Spirit of God descended upon Him in the form of a dove. He commanded His disciples to preach the gospel and to baptize those that believe. He said, "You go into all the world and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Those who were converted at Pentecost, how many? 3,000? They were all baptized confessing Christ. All through the New Testament, I could just name them all. The eunuch, Saul of Tarsus, "Arise and be baptized," Ananias said to Lydia, Philippian jailer, Cornelius. All of these people followed the Lord in baptism. You see, a confession of Christ, and we go back to what I said, is to know who He is, be persuaded in your own heart. Don't be baptized prior to believing. He that believeth and is baptized. Baptism is not to confess what I might get someday, it's to confess what has taken place. Christ died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Baptism is identification with Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection. And baptism is a confession that I am crucified with Christ, dead to this world, buried, and risen to walk in newness of life. And this, the way to confess Christ, my friend, is not walk in an aisle. It doesn't say in the Bible that we're to walk the aisle. That's back then, they didn't even have any aisles to walk. And it's not raising my hand or signing a card or going to a room and talking to a professional soul winner. Confessing Christ is to follow Him in baptism. That's exactly right. Confessing His death, burial, and His resurrection. And we're buried with Christ in baptism. Don't confess what you don't believe. But if you believe in your heart, then confess Christ in baptism. That's the way to confess Christ. That's the New Testament way of confessing Christ. That's the scriptural way of confessing Christ. I'm telling you, I'm not ordering you to do anything. I'm not even trying to convince you to do anything. I'm just telling you what Scripture said. Confessing Christ is following Him in baptism. Thirdly, those who believe in their hearts that Christ is all that God says He is, that He is the only Redeemer and Savior, they confess Christ in this way. They're identified with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. They're identified with the things of Christ on this earth. You see, we're pilgrims here. We're sojourners. We're walking through this world. And we confess Christ every day. And especially when we're identified with His people. Identified, if Christ has got a church on this earth, if I'm one of His own, I'm going to be identified with it. If the Lord Jesus Christ has a people in my town, I'm not talking about religious folks. I'm talking about those who know Christ, preach Christ, love Christ, honor and glorify Christ. If He's got a people like that in town, I'm going to be identified with them. If they're persecuted, I want to be persecuted. If they're blessed by God's presence, I want to be there when God blesses them with His presence. If God's got a true preacher in town, who's preaching the gospel of God's grace, those who are confessing Christ will be identified with that man. I am not confessing Christ if I refuse to be identified with His true gospel, with His true church, and with His true people. That's exactly right now. Our Lord has no secret disciples. Somebody may say, well, I believe these things, but I don't want to be identified. I don't want to be called a fanatic. I want to be called a radical. I don't want to be called there. Jesus, shall it ever be a mortal man ashamed of thee? Ashamed of thee whom angels praise? Whose glory shine through endless days? Paul was in prison for preaching the gospel. And he wrote to young Timothy, the young pastor. And he said, now, Timothy, don't you be ashamed of the Lord. Don't you be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. And don't be ashamed of me, His prisoner. Yes, sir. You read the book of Acts, chapter 2, and you'll find these people who were converted at Pentecost. Listen to what it said about them. They confessed Christ. They heard the word. They received it. They were baptized. They continued in the apostles' doctrine, in the truth, in fellowship with one another, and in prayer, and in breaking of bread. They were together. They had all things common. They watched over one another, took care of one another, and saw that no one lacked or needed. This is the body of Christ. This is the church. This is the fellowship of true believers, not just religious social organizations. I'm talking about believers. And they continued steadfastly in one accord. That's exactly what I've been saying. What is it to confess Christ? It's to hear the gospel. And you read chapter 2, how that what Peter talked about the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is, what He did, why He did it, where He is now. God hath made this same Jesus, both Lord and Christ. And they heard it. And they received the word in their hearts, and they were baptized. And they continued in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship with one another, in breaking of bread and prayers. They were together, and they had all things common. That's the family of God. And if I wear the name, I'm going to associate with the Father and with the rest of the children. And then last of all, to confess Christ is to confess Him daily in my walk, in my talk, in my works. Confessing Christ by letting my conversation be seasoned with grace, and my walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In my conversation, in my behavior, in my attitude, in my dealings with other people, to adorn the doctrine of God my Savior, and continue in that faith and continue in that walk until He calls me to go to be with Him. As you have received Jesus Christ your Lord, so walk ye in Him. You know, the Word of God tells us, speak those things which become sound doctrine. When you're carrying on a conversation with your neighbor, or with your friends, or with the men you work with, do you sound like a believer? Do you sound like a child of God? Do you speak those things that to become sound doctrine? Do you speak those things that your conversation's seasoned with the grace of God? When you're walking before people, when you have a business dealing with somebody, do you treat them like a child of God would treat them, like the Lord would treat them? Let your light so shine before men that they can see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And then Paul said to Timothy, adorn the doctrine. Don't just hold to a doctrine. Adorn it, garnish it, beautify it with good works. All right, what is it to confess Christ? You can have this tape and one I'll preach next week on why did Christ come to the earth for $2. We'll mail it to you. Here's the address on your screen. Write for it. Send $2. We'll mail it to you. Until next week, may God bless you, everyone.